Want to see the world from a totally different perspective? Ready for provocative conversation, intriguing stories, and inspiration? Then don't touch that dial. Welcome to the Francesca Luca Show. She'll give you something to talk about all week long. Now, here's Francesca.
Hi, everybody. Many untold stories lie buried in disorganized, often cluttered rooms. What could be the emotional attachment to the tangibles that have become our lives? Lisa Gerasti-Rigoni will offer us a simple and sensible four-step model for letting go of quote-unquote things that for decades may have consumed all the corners of our minds and hearts. So who is this woman? Lisa Gerasti-Rigoni is the owner and the CDO, that's right, CDO, Chief Declutter Officer of the Organizing Mentors, a company specializing in home organization and move management. And she's been helping her clients reclaim their space mentally and physically since 2008. She's written a book, 17 Spatulas and the Man Who Fried an Egg, Reclaim Your Space Mentally and Physically. And she's here with us now. So big welcome to you, Lisa. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Francesca. I am thrilled beyond belief, of course, and you know that.
I do. So hopefully it's everything that you want in this interview. But I want to start first with your book, because I have to admit, I did not get the connection. It's like, wait, she's an organizer, and she's written this book, 17 Spatulas and the Man Who Fried an Egg. And then I went, as I was looking at the cover saying, yeah, we do have a lot of spatulas, don't we? And I'm going to guess that that had something to do with why you named your book what you did. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we've got that done. 17 Spatulas and the Man Who Fried an Egg. Reclaim your space mentally and physically. All right. So are you hanging on to too much stuff or what? Well, we're going to find out tonight. All right. So, Lisa, let's just start with asking you some basic questions. What was the inspiration for your book?
Well, it was COVID, and I had time. So that was a big inspiration. It's been in my head, the stories of, you know, almost 20 years of helping people and myself and my family, and how we all hold on to stuff, physically and mentally, stuff that doesn't serve us or it's just there. So when I was looking back at, I take notes from some of my clients through the years, there was this theme of unmet needs or lost dreams or just not taking time to do it. And so I just started talking into my computer, and there started to be a theme of the stories. And I had the title for the book years before. My brother and I were joking about the woman who I knew who had 17 spatulas. And the gentleman who fried an egg. And he said, that would be a great title for a book when you write a book one day. And I said, yeah, it would. And because those two titles are things that we do for our clients. So I can help a person who simply enough has too many spatulas in their kitchen, right? Or a person who has a whole house to purge. So it could envelop or encompass a small job, which is not a small job because you still have to make the decision, to a life-changing job in organizing. So that's how I got the title, and the book just kind of came out of me. It took 2 years to get out of me, but what was created has I could have never imagined that book came out of me. It has helped so many people, and what I wanted from the book was to inspire people and to have people not feel so alone in their clutter, mentally and physically.
I think because
everybody
people...
has it, or there wouldn't be so many organizers out there.
Right. But, you know, I think there are lots of people who sort of love their stuff and they don't want to get rid of it. I really do. I mean, I have, I could go on without even letting you say another word for the rest of the show, which I won't do, but I have so many stories. I'm thinking of one of my dearest friends and I love her to pieces. And, but every time I go in her house, it's like, oh, there's so much stuff in here. But she really loves her stuff.
Yep.
And when I was having my house sort of quote-unquote decorated, it was really staging for selling it. I remember taking some pictures, and the first thing she says, where's all your stuff? What about all your your collections from your trips? And, of course, staging is a totally different story, too.
It is. Yeah.
You know, so, but still, I do tend to... I want to get rid of a lot of stuff. And then the next thing you know, I start seeing that, no, I guess I do have a lot of stuff. So I guess I kind of go back and forth between having a lot and then quickly dumping it. But let's just start
with... Well, see, and that's a mistake sometimes. Let me just cut that or talk about that, because I am all about keeping stuff that means something to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about that. I created this line. I just started saying it one day at a client's house, or maybe just in my life. And I started saying, the stuff about your stuff isn't about your stuff.
Right.
So, right, the mental stuff we create around our stuff, whether that's a thought or that's a piece of furniture or a tchotchke your great-grandmother gave you, it's not about the stuff. It's about what you're making of it. The meaning you're giving it. So I love stuff. I do. My house, we're actually in the middle of putting our house up for sale.
Oh.
And I look at it and I say, okay, is this still important to me? And if it is, pack it up. But if it's not, or you're just keeping it because it looked good on the wall, like you said, with staging or whatever, you know, and you really, it doesn't have a great meaning to you. It doesn't have to have a beautiful meaning. It doesn't have to, you know, spark joy, but it does have to, for me, have a positive impact. I want to look around my house and see things that I like that don't bring me down or don't remind me of the death of my grandfather or my best friend, even if it's something that they gave me. I'm actually toying between getting rid of a desk that a friend of mine who was murdered years ago gave me. And I thought, I really love the desk, and I don't look at it and think sadness about, you know, looking at it because he gave it to me, but I don't need the desk anymore.
Oh.
Right? So it's a different way of looking at your stuff. We are not organizers. I am not a person to say, oh, get rid of it if you haven't worn it in a year, or, you know, it doesn't match your bedroom.
I hate that if I haven't worn it in a year. Oh, there's a lot. You know something, first of all, there's a lot of reasons that people keep their stuff. I can think of many, right? For one, for me, I do notice if I paid, you know, a decent amount of money, like it wasn't just some, you know, throwaway disposable piece of clothing or something.
Needed it for an event or just.
Yeah, I tend
pounds,
to. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, but always. Yeah. I mean, if I like, I don't know when I think I'm ever getting back into that size zero. I don't know what I'm waiting for.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I have like a whole corner of my closet that is size zeros. Well, you know, that's not going. That's.
It's a memory. It's something that you. Okay, I did that. That was me. I have the same thing, so don't worry.
There's so many. There's so much to this. This link between the mental and the physical clutter. It's just amazing, and it's just like, so, you know, at what point? Because I always also think that you can. You know, you can say, well, I'm not wearing this for a while. And I know, because we had this conversation before the interview even, that, you know, I had a jacket that I had gotten in San Francisco back a zillion years ago. I did not wear it at all. You know, it was like really flashy and it was just, you know, whatever. And then 3 years later, all of a sudden, I took it out and I started wearing it, started getting compliments on it. And I wore it a lot. So, you know, that definitely defies the 1 year. If you haven't worn it, get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. How many of us wore it, our work clothing or even? I lived in sweatpants for pandemic.
Me too.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I did get rid of a lot of my heels and my business stuff because we just never went back to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't worn my winter coat. I'm from Chicago. I haven't worn my, you know, shearling winter coat in, we've been here 20 years. I haven't worn it. I haven't gotten rid of it. Because why should I? It's not taking up a ton of space. It's not taking up any mental space. So why would I get rid of it? My daughter, who's in Milan, I had a coat that I bought in Florence with my husband in 2002, a leather coat. Kept it because we spent some money on it. I bought it in Italy. My daughter took it because I kept it all these years. She took it to Milan and wore it.
There you go.
So, I mean, just because you haven't worn it, if you don't like it anymore, then donate it and get rid of it or give it to some, you know, give it away. But the problem lies with, I call us lifers. Most of my clients are lifers. We're not hoarders. Sometimes we might have too much stuff, right? But if it's not taking up physical or mental space, why get rid of it, right? We're moving. So now I go through my stuff and I think, okay, yeah, it's about time for this. But usually we don't need to go through our stuff unless there's an emergency. There's a catastrophic event sometimes, or you're moving, someone passes away, and you have to make those decisions. So I like to say, and this is really what the book is about, do you want to be able to make the decisions, or do you want someone else to make them for you?
Right.
You know, it's your stuff. I don't want my daughter, if I pass away or get sick or God knows, who knows, I don't want her, because she looks at my stuff like, oh, this is mom's stuff. First of all, she's going to be grieving. My mom said this to me, when, oh, just go through it when I die. No, Mom, I don't know what's important to you.
It's really
not about getting rid of your stuff, Francesca. It's about how you want your space to be for you. You know, most people don't see the clutter. Most people, period. I'll just say that. Most people don't see the clutter until it starts affecting us. And then we don't even see it.
Right.
So those dresses, that jacket in the back of your, it's not affecting you. You know, when it is, then you have to make those decisions.
Lisa, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, what I would like to talk about is what you actually do with your clients. And the second part B of that question would be, why is it difficult? So listeners, stay with us here. We're going to clean that closet out. We will be right back. This is Life, Don't Miss It. I'm Francesca, and you're listening to The Francesca Luca Show on 95.9 WATD. Who doesn't go to the hair salon to liven up their looks? But sometimes you look worse on the way out than you did walking in. You can expect something different at Delaria Salon at Wareham Crossing. With a super modern feel that can hardly be mistaken for suburban, they're a full-service hair salon offering cuts, color, highlighting, and formal design. With an impressive following and 5-star rating on Google, Delaria Salon at Wareham Crossing won't disappoint. I know, because I can tell you from my own experience, I felt transformed and you will too. So if you're looking to turn a few heads, call Delaria Salon at Wareham Crossing today at 508-322-9468. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Conveniently located in the Wareham Crossing Shopping Plaza, call them today or book online at DelariaWareham.com. You'll be thrilled. I know you will.
Beyond Aesthetics in Westport empowers you to be your own kind of beautiful with an exclusive and customizable experience. With an unmatched catalog of services, Beyond Aesthetics is your one-stop personal health shop, offering skin treatments, microneedling, laser hair removal, and the Glow 2 Facial, a breakthrough treatment that unlocks the body's natural superpowers. Exfoliate with O2 bubbles, amplify with Lux via their light ultrasound experience, and detox via lymphatic massage. You can feel the magic. So clear your mind and recharge your body at Beyond Aesthetics, 1125 State Road in Westport. Services are by appointment only, so book yours online today at beyondaestheticswestport.com. Beyond Aesthetics, invigorating you, mind, body, and soul.
Oh gosh, Debbie, my new puppy is pulling me in a million different directions. One day it's off to the groomers, the next it's the trainer. Between that and my job, my head is spinning.
Oh, Quinn, it sounds like you need a one-stop shop for all your pet care needs.
That is exactly what I need.
Well, then you should come down and see me and my team at Doggy Works. We offer daily dog daycare, walking, training, and grooming all from one spot. We've got all the services you need to give your dog the best care it can get, all under one roof.
That sounds amazing. Where can I find you?
It's easy. We're located right on Route 14 in Pembroke, and we're open 12 hours a day, Monday to Friday. And if you can't make it during the week, we're by appointment for grooming and training on Saturdays, too. Your dog deserves the absolute best, so check us out at doggyworksllc.com or call us at 781-754-0329.
This is Life.
Now, for more of the Francesca Luca Show on 95.9 WATD. I introduce my guest this evening, Lisa Gerasti-Rigoni. She is the owner and the CDO, which is Chief Declutter Officer of the Organizing Mentor, a company specializing in home organization and move management. Lisa's been helping her clients reclaim their space mentally and physically since 2008. So glad to have you back, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right. So before the break, I asked you, so what do you do with your clients?
Usually they reach out because they've either tried to get organized themselves. They're older. They don't have the energy, the time. A spouse has passed away. Sometimes it's they're having their third child and they need to have their space organized. Or they're moving, downsizing, sometimes upsizing, and they need to, they need help organizing where things make sense to them, where they go. So I created, the name of my company used to be Leave It to Lisa, and that's LITL. I have ADD, so I like acronyms, mm-hmm. And I created the Little System. So no matter what project, what job, what goal the client has, we use the Little System. And it is, we start with, okay, what do you want with this space? What's your goal? What's the pain point? What do you need help with? A lot of people struggle with the fact that they can't get organized because it seems like such an easy thing, but it's not. And I think just like any other social media stressor. People see perfect homes and then they look around their house and say, why isn't my house perfect? Which is ridiculous because I walk into perfectly staged homes and I think, what's wrong here? Right?
Really?
Like you were saying, I like my stuff. I like seeing things that I like when things mm-hmm. are so staged. It's like, okay, I really think there's and I love and I appreciate people that are minimalist, but I think it's a different side to the same coin as having too much stuff.
Hmm.
People feel responsible and want all their stuff around so they can see it, or they don't want responsibility and they don't want stuff. There's lots of different variations and meanings on both sides, of course.
You're a little bit of a psychologist, I bet, during your... During the
There's
time
a little that, bit of that, yeah. I say I play a therapist, on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have that because you have to be able to listen to people, kind of just like you do when you're interviewing someone. You listen and figure out, okay, how can I help bring out what mm-hmm. they want to talk about
right.
or
yeah.
who they are? That's what we do. We kind of say, okay, what is your goal? Like, what is your struggle here? Well, I can't find anything. Okay. And then some people want things put away. Some people want to see their stuff. So I always say we're not a one-stop shop. We don't come in and make your house perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We want it perfect for you.
Right.
So if you want your stuff piled up to the ceiling because you want to know where everything is, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do what makes sense to you because I believe anybody can come in and organize a space. And I've talked to many of my clients before who had used organizers or I used to be organized. Well, what changed or what doesn't work for you? And we find, okay, it looked great, but I couldn't find anything. It didn't make sense to them. So what we want to do is come in, okay, what's wrong with your space? What don't you like? What you like the mental clutter, being a mental feeling? How would you like this to work for you better? And we start with the little system. Let it go, the first L. What are the things in your space, in your life, the things holding you back, right, that mental clutter, that don't work for you? So we start there because mm-hmm. I believe everybody knows what they don't want mm-hmm. in life.
Right.
We sometimes don't know what we want until we get rid of the extraneous stuff that's just been cluttering up the mind, right? It's making any decision in your life, the little system we use to make any decision in our life. You go to a restaurant, what are the first things you look at that you don't want? Well, I don't want meat today. I just had pasta yesterday. Oh, maybe I'll have some fish, right? We know what we don't want. So when you look in your closet, right, we were talking about this a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. look at it and look at your shelf and say, oh, I don't wear that sweater anymore. Oh, that's ripped. Oh, that's too small. I never liked that. That was itchy. We get rid of the stuff that we don't like.
Oh, God.
Right? And it gives you confidence.
I'm sorry, what?
It gives us confidence. Right? When you look in your closet and you're like, or when a client calls me, I don't know what to do in this room. It overwhelms me. Okay, what overwhelms you? What don't you want? Well, I hate that lamp. It hasn't worked for years. Well, let's donate that. Let's get rid of that. Oh, okay. Well, what about the shoes? What about that? And then people think, oh, I can do this. I can do this. And it, like I said, it gives you confidence. And then once that stuff is out, you feel better. Just sometimes doing that step, Francesca, you feel better. I've seen physical changes in people just making 5-6, you know, decisions. Oh, okay. It's simple, not easy, right? Like they say. Mm-hmm. The second step, the intentional step, that's the step that's a little more difficult. That is, oh, okay, those size 0 clothes. Oh, my gosh, I felt so good that my life was so perfect when I was a 0. No, it wasn't. You're the same person. You were just thinner, right? It's the same. We live on those. I do the same thing. Oh, remember when I used to fit in that bathing suit or I looked so good in that outfit? We relive that moment. But then when you look at it, you think, okay, am I going to wear it? Can someone else use it? Maybe I keep one piece of those clothing just to remind me of that event I went to mm-hmm. with my girlfriend mm-hmm. or whatever, mm. right? So the intentional step is grandma's china, that necklace that's broken that reminds you of grandma, or how mm. about that stuff that reminds you of a person who's passed away in a bad way? Mm-hmm. You know, every time you see it, you feel horrible. It doesn't make you happy to see it. You right. think it's gonna bring the person back, which it's not.
Right.
It's just a reminder. So right. that intentional step, that's where people stop. That's where people stop organizing because they haven't gone through the first step, the let it go step.
Right, right. You know? Yeah. You know, I in my younger day, I mm-hmm. you know, I'm only 5 feet, so I always okay. wore super high heels, super, mm. super, and I would notice in the past, like 2-3 years. Well, first of all, I live in an environment that's more beachy and more laid mm. back, and I wear those types of heels less and less and less. And yeah. I was going to an event, and I pulled out these shoes, and I paid a lot of money for them, and my feet were so uncomfortable that night. Oh my God, they were so uncomfortable. I swear I would never wear them again. And then I realized that I really hadn't been wearing all my high-heeled shoes for a very mm. long time. But it took me about another whole year to get rid of all my high-heeled shoes, because what it represented to me was that was more of a part of my youth, you know, mm-hmm. young and sexy, and, you know, not that right. you can't be, you know, a little older and still sexy or whatever, but it was that, you know, super sexy high-heeled, mm-hmm. you know, spikes, and that was kind of like a chapter in my life. It's like, oh, I don't want to get rid of
exactly.
that. But,
exactly.
But
and that's part of the, okay, go ahead.
No, sorry. I was just going to say, but you know what? Once I did do it, it really wasn't so bad. And I found right. that there were absolutely shoes that had a nice little heel that were really fabulous looking. And, but yeah, that was a hard.
It's hard.
I think it is. I think it's letting go of something that has to do with your past.
That's exactly the part of the book too, was that was one of the themes I found, getting rid of past dreams or who you thought you were, or not thought you were, thought you would be. So mm-hmm. I call it lost dreams. So mm-hmm. we work with a lot of older people, like I said, who, you know, save all their knitting and their things, even though they have arthritis. Oh, I'm going to get to that someday. Mm-hmm. Or there's a story in the book that was very powerful for me. It was a daughter and a mom story. And I worked with this woman whose mother passed away. And she kept all of their, they were going to make jewelry together. And that was one of those things that she'd come over and they'd sit and make jewelry and drink wine or tea or something.
Right.
And that was like a whole thing. And they'd sell at little fairs and things like that. And they had this big dream that they were going to make jewelry and make money and, you know, and just help people feel good about themselves. And she held on to a lot of that stuff because of that dream.
Yes, definitely.
And
yeah,
it's a thought. It's a future self. There's actually it's a term.
Uh-huh.
It's your future self,
right?
Who you want? Who you think you were going to be?
Right. We are going to take another short break, Lisa. When we come back, you say life is a balance of holding on and letting go. I'd love you to obviously explain that further. And we've been talking a lot about that, but I'd like you to kind of elaborate on that. So listeners, stay with us here. Do be listening. You can clean out that closet later. We will be right back.
This is life, don't miss it.
I'm Francesca, and you're listening to The Francesca Luca Show on 95.9 WATD. Are you tired of looking tired, experiencing hormone changes or weight gain? You are not alone. Skin Aesthetics and Buzzards Bay can help you on your journey to live well and be well. If you're looking for a comfortable experience to have your medical spa and wellness treatments and want to restore that youthful beauty to your skin, I've found just the place, Skin Aesthetics in Buzzards Bay. From derma fillers to biostimulators, neurotoxins, and PRP treatments, Angela Nelson is your go-to for medical skin treatments to give you that rejuvenated look and feel. With over 20 years' experience and glowing reviews from many satisfied clients, you can trust Angela Nelson to help you reach your wellness goals. Treat the signs of aging and gravity with all the tools to turn back the clock and get back your vitality. You don't want to wait. Plus, Skin Aesthetics offers other wellness services like body sculpting, contouring, and IV therapy. Embrace the fountain of youth. Begin your journey of self-care today. Visit skin-aesthetics-ma.com. You'll be glad you did.
Need a reliable place for your pet? Does your dog crave extra stimulation instead of social isolation? Sign up for doggy daycare at the Dog's Den in Pembroke. With two separate yards and plenty of supervision, your dog will have a ball and tug-of-war toys and plenty of new friends. The Dog's Den also specializes in grooming. Each groomer at the Dog's Den has decades of experience and will leave your furry friend refreshed and ready for their next adventure. Schedule your grooming or daycare today at thedogsdengrooming.com.
In need of a facial, waxing, microneedling, or more? Trust Lori Stott Aesthetics to make you look fabulous. With Lori Stott, you're not just a client, you're a VIP guest. Lori's all about making you feel extra special, and you may just walk out feeling like you've been touched by an angel. Whether you visit for a skin reboot or just a dose of pampering, Lori Stott is your partner in crime on your journey to radiance and inner zen. You can find Lori at Sisters Hair and Skincare, 74 County Road in Mattapoisett. Stop in Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays between 10 and 6, and Fridays and Saturdays between 9 and 3. To find out more about Lori's offerings, visit Lori Stott. Aesthetics.com. For serious skincare with a holistic approach and a magic touch, it has to be Lori Stott Aesthetics.
doesn't go to the hair salon to liven up their looks? But sometimes you look worse on the way out than you did walking in. You can expect something different at Delaria Salon at Wareham Crossing. With a super modern feel that can hardly be mistaken for suburban, they're a full-service hair salon offering cuts, color, highlighting, and formal design. With an impressive following and 5-star rating on Google, Delaria Salon at Wareham Crossing won't disappoint. I know, because I can tell you from my own experience, I felt transformed and you will too. So if you're looking to turn a few heads, call Delaria Salon at Wareham Crossing today at 508-322-9468. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Conveniently located in the Wareham Crossing Shopping Plaza, call them today or book online at DelariaWareham.com. You'll be thrilled. I know you will.
This is Life, don't miss it.
Now, for more of the Francesca Luca Show on 95.9 WATD. And we are back, and let me reintroduce my guest, Lisa Gerasi-Rigoni. She's the owner and the CDO, Chief Declutter Officer of the Mentors. Thank you. Sorry about that. Lisa, welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. So before the break, I said life is a balance of holding on and letting go, and I wanted you to explain that further. But before you do, there's a blurb from Craig James, Insight into Action Therapy, and I would love to read it to our listeners because I think it's really interesting. So can we do that? Would you mind if I did that?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay. We are where we are because it feeds us in some way. It serves us. A part of our psyche gets off on being stuck, being the victim. It truly feeds us. Humans do not do anything unless there is a reward, a payoff. We get something out of it. Now, this doesn't mean being selfish, of course. Many people do things because it makes them feel good, which is also a reward. And that is by Craig James, Insight into Action Therapy. I think that's really, really interesting. It does obviously serve us in some way. And so this life is a balance of holding on and letting go is really thinking about what's the reason we are hanging on to this? And if we're hanging on to something, is it really serving us, or is it that we're just stuck in the muck?
We're just stuck, basically. Yeah, I mean, Rumi's quote, who I love. I mean, all of that philosophy of, I guess it's philosophy, right? I found that out years ago, and I've always just lived by it. I don't know if I've done it successfully, but you know, it's true. It's everything's a balance, and I use that line a lot from that Craig is one of the best therapists in my area. He refers us a lot, and we work with a lot of his clients and his partners' clients at Insight into Action. And I interviewed them for my book. And when he said that, we keep things. I summarize it with my clients is, we hold on to things because it serves us in some way. There's stories in the book about me. I share a lot about my journey through my life and how it's gotten me to where I am. And one story was how we tried to get pregnant again for a second, you know, a second child. And I didn't get pregnant. And what I held on to was I wasn't a woman. I wasn't, you know, my body was supposed to do something that's natural and it couldn't. And I was holding on to what's wrong with me. And I couldn't give my daughter a sibling, and I let down my family and my husband. And how was that serving me? Well, it was serving me for a while because I needed to go through that. Even that the poopy stuff, I don't know if I can swear on your podcast, but, you know, we need to go through that to come out the other end.
Sometimes, Yeah.
Sometimes we do. And I talk about sitting in your dirty diapers. That's something that I learned years ago. Sometimes we need to just feel sorry for ourselves.
Yeah, you know? There is a time to lick your wounds for sure.
Yes. And, you know, and it serves me in some way. And until it's like any addiction, not that this is an addiction or we're talking about that, but there's things you won't let yourself be aware of. I call it the secrets you keep from yourself until you need to learn from them or until you need to get over them. So feeling sorry for yourself, feeling victim, feeling nobody loves me, no, you know, or I'm so great, I need to, you know, you need to feel confident about yourself. It's serving you in some way. And sometimes holding on to stuff, physically and mentally, serves us. And it keeps us stuck, or it keeps us from any reason, right? There's so many reasons why, mm-hmm. you know. And then going back to the balance of holding on and letting go, it's going to serve you until that balance is way on one side or
exactly.
the other.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to just shift here a little bit to sort of hoarders versus lifers. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure, yeah, I coined the phrase, I don't know if anyone else has ever said it, but we work with a lot of hoarders, and I'll preface that to say that I can't personally work with hoarders, and a true hoarder is someone who, first of all, they don't reach out to organizers for help.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They just don't. Yeah. When people call me and say, oh, I'm a hoarder, I was like, I can guarantee, even though I've never had, you know, specific psychiatric or training in that area, but you're not, because you wouldn't reach out to me. Oh, thank goodness. You know, they feel better. They just struggle, right? And I call us lifers. My parents were lifers. Most of the clients I work with are lifers. And I say that they've lived in their home 20 years, 50 years, 70 years. Sometimes they've inherited the house from their parents and grandparents who never got rid of anything.
Right.
Now, that might be a little bit of a hoarding situation, but it's also, that's also a you know, more of a mental struggle, right? Hoarders have, you know, it's a mental illness. So when we do work with a hoarder, it's because a therapist reached out to us, or a parent or a family member. There's, you know, someone caring for them, or the person passed away, mm-hmm. and we go through their house, and they're willing to get rid of things, and they know they need to change. So that's the difference. Mm-hmm. But hoarders, in my opinion, in my, you know, experience, they have it's a mental disorder,
yeah,
and
for sure.
They don't know they have a problem, just like anyone with any, you know, eating disorder, drug abuse, you know, alcoholism. It's serving them in some way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And until you're made aware of it or you want to change, you're not going to. Lifers, I did this in the story in the book, follows my family, the building of my house to the selling of my parents' house. And how my parents were lifers. They never got rid of it. I had three brothers. We found every single trophy we had ever won
right.
in the attic, in boxes. Those are lifers. Those are people that, you know, grew up in a certain time.
Right.
You don't get rid of it unless it's broken. And if it's broken, you put that in the pile to be fixed later. You know, that's
well, yeah.
back room somewhere.
And also some of those people grew up, like, you know, in the... you know, like in a poorer time, you know, and they didn't
mm-hmm.
have much, you know, and so it, for them to let go is just agonizing.
Right. And you pass on.
Yes. You know, I was just going to say, and then you pass it on into your kids, you know, and it's pretty.
Yeah. You pass on the mental clutter and you pass on the stuff, because great grandfather built the tree that grandfather chopped down that built this table or this bed, or you pass down your stuff.
Mm.
And how do you get rid of that? Mm. You know, that's that intentional step. That's like the guilt and all the reasons why we hold on to stuff, the guilt and regret and, you know, it just all that, well, grandma said I had to keep it. Well, it doesn't fit in your new place. So how are you, or I spent $50,000 on this bedroom set or this. Well, it doesn't fit. What do you know?
Yeah,
it's those hard conversations to have.
Yeah.
But we pass on our stuff. Like, I still have purses and things and dresses of my grandmother's.
Oh, wow.
I'm not getting rid of that.
All
They're
right.
beautiful. If I wear them once every 6 years, I love it.
All
you
right.
know?
Well, if you love it, yeah.
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 Exactly. Exactly. It's not all of her dresses she ever owned or purses, but it's pieces that meant something to her and to me.
I have a little holder. It was a holder for bobby pins from my grandmother. Mm-hmm. Here I live in this super contemporary house, and as you can imagine, it's a very Victorian looking thing, but I just love it. So anyway.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's my grandmother's and that's it, you know.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't take up much space. But I want to ask you, Lisa, you say that organizing can be a few simple changes to life altering. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, if you go back to the title, right? Mm-hmm. 17 spatulas, the woman I met, you've seen that. That's an easy, you know, I used to introduce myself when, you know, you do your little elevator speech. You know, mm-hmm. we can help with your 17 spatulas, which was hilarious because I used to say that before I met the woman with 17 spatulas. And that was why, you know, I think I wrote that in the book too. And then I met a woman who had 17 spatulas. But we can help with 17 spatulas in your house. To a whole house move and purge and pack up and unpack and, you know, all of the above. So a little to a lot. Or someone like I said, we can help with someone who's downsizing, or we can help with just changing your space because you're welcoming that third child. Or your kids have moved out and you want to know what to do with the stuff in the room or the basement. And then there's whole life, you know, lives that have been changed by decluttering and going through stuff. And you don't know the change and the shift until you make that first step, you know, and it's like that phrase, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. If you want to change, if you want to change, you have to take that first bite. And sometimes that's the hardest one. You know, oftentimes people will call me and they're visibly like, or I guess it's not visibly, audibly upset mm-hmm. and they're overwhelmed. And I say to, you know, a lot of their clients, like, I'm so proud of you because I know this is the hardest step.
Yes.
Asking for help.
Right.
And realizing they can't do it themselves.
I'm going to give you a question to marinate on because we are going to take a break in coming into our last segment. But I'm wondering mm-hmm. if you ever become overwhelmed with your client's stuff. So listeners, stay with us mm-hmm. here. We will be right back.
This is Life Don't Miss It.
I'm Francesca, and you're listening to The Francesca Luca Show on 95.9 WATD.
Beyond Aesthetics in Westport empowers you to be your own kind of beautiful with an exclusive and customizable experience. With an unmatched catalog of services, Beyond Aesthetics is your one-stop personal health shop, offering skin treatments, microneedling, laser hair removal, and the Glow 2 Facial, a breakthrough treatment that unlocks the body's natural superpowers. Exfoliate with O2 bubbles, amplify with Lux via their light ultrasound experience, and detox via lymphatic massage. You can feel the magic. So clear your mind and recharge your body at Beyond Aesthetics, 1125 State Road in Westport. Services are by appointment only, so book yours online today at beyondaestheticswestport.com. Beyond Aesthetics, invigorating you, mind, body, and soul.
Who doesn't go to the hair salon to liven up their looks? But sometimes you look worse on the way out than you did walking in. You can expect something different at Delaria's Salon at Wareham Crossing. With a super modern feel that can hardly be mistaken for suburban, they're a full-service hair salon offering cuts, color, highlighting, and formal design. With an impressive following and 5-star rating on Google, Delaria's Salon at Wareham Crossing won't disappoint. I know, because I can tell you from my own experience, I felt transformed and you will too. So if you're looking to turn a few heads, call Delaria Salon at Wareham Crossing today at 508-322-9468. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Conveniently located in the Wareham Crossing Shopping Plaza, call them today or book online at DelariaWareham.com. You'll be thrilled. I know you will.
The time is now to finally install that new patio or fire pit that's been in your dreams. Your home is ready to be beautified with stonework, but when the time comes, you want and need the best. That's where Stein Masonry comes in. Stein Masonry provides the best in high-quality construction and hardscaping services. With an experienced and dedicated team, they'll tailor any project to your specifications. When you decide it's time to enhance your home, don't mess with less than the best. Trust the guys you know. Stein Masonry, family owned and operated and local. Visit them online today for a free quote at steinmasonry.com.
Are you tired of looking tired, experiencing hormone changes or weight gain? You are not alone. Skin Aesthetics and Buzzards Bay can help you on your journey to live well and be well. If you're looking for a comfortable experience to have your medical spa and wellness treatments and want to restore that youthful beauty to your skin, I've found just the place, Skin Aesthetics in Buzzards Bay. From dermafillers to biostimulators, neurotoxins, and PRP treatments, Angela Nelson is your go-to for medical skin treatments to give you that rejuvenated look and feel. With over 20 years' experience and glowing reviews from many satisfied clients, you can trust Angela Nelson to help you reach your wellness goals. Treat the signs of aging and gravity with all the tools to turn back the clock and get back your vitality. You don't want to wait. Plus, Skin Aesthetics offers other wellness services like body sculpting, contouring, and IV therapy. Embrace the fountain of youth. Begin your journey of self-care today. Visit skin-aesthetics-ma.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Life Don't Miss It.
Now, for more of the Francesca Luca Show on 95.9 WATD. And how many spatulas do you have? I am speaking with Lisa Gerasi Rigoni. She's the owner and the chief declutter officer of The Organizing Mentors. Her book is 17 Spatulas and The Man Who Fried an Egg. Welcome back, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right. So do you ever get overwhelmed by people's stuff? And then the reason I ask that is because I find that, well, I'm really sensitive, and I find that just like too much clutter, it just makes me uncomfortable. And I was just thinking, so it made me curious whether or not you get overwhelmed when you see other people's stuff and if they're having a hard time letting it go.
Yeah, I do. And that's actually a really great question. In the book, 17 Spatulas and the Man Who Fried an Egg, the man who was a hoarder, and he worked, I worked with him for about 8 months. My first consultation with him, I walked in, and I describe it in the book, and I was overwhelmed. Like I said before, I have ADD, and I get overwhelmed with stuff. Mm-hmm. And people always ask me, how can you be an organizer if you have ADD? And easily, I say, because it's not my stuff. But when there are when there's additional smells, we'll just leave it like that, smells, sounds, the overwhelm of the client, I can feel that. Like you said, you're sensitive. I'm very sensitive. I'm very intuitive. And empathetic, and so I felt the overwhelming embarrassment, overwhelm, stress from Vince, my client, and I had to take a deep breath, which I didn't want to because the smells were overwhelming, but I had to do that to refocus myself and know why I was there. It
right.
wasn't for me. It was to help him. So I had to make a conscious effort to shift my energy so I could help him.
Right.
And there's only been two or three other moments like that in my career as an organizer where I felt, how can I help this person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not an easy job, is it?
No. It's an amazing job. But you also are dealing with people. I say we deal with people with no clothes on, you know, who are naked. They're bearing their souls to us.
Right, and I bet you there's a lot of emotions that come up. Anger, sadness, right? I remember one I remember one time going to a consignment shop. I had a set, and a big set, like service for 12 of these dishes from Zimbabwe. They were very, they were very expensive. And I couldn't in the end, I just brought a couple dishes up just to show the woman. But in the end, I couldn't bring myself to
get rid of them. And I remember her saying, so what do you expect? Like, your children are just going to like, they're just going to have to clean out your stuff. Or so I don't know. She was really nasty about it. The reality was that at the time, and I'm glad that I didn't, because it was kind of like I wanted to get rid of that because it was a memory of a marriage that did not work out. So, and now, I mean, I love these dishes. They're beautiful. I chose them and I use them. And I only use them for like, you know, really special occasions. But then about 3-4 months ago, it's like, you know what? Why do I keep buying these cheap dishes to eat on? Why don't I just use my great dishes? And so now I do.
Exactly.
You know,
see,
so,
that I love. And you know what? You probably felt from that woman, I'm not going to give these to you, A, because you're rude, and you're going to make money off my stuff, so forget you. You know, like, that makes me crazy.
Yeah, it was it was just the way she was like, she really wanted that set. I mean, she knew they were expensive dishes, and, you know, she didn't make the sales, what it came down to. But anyway, you know.
But that's great that you repurposed, you switched your thought process around it, right?
I'm so glad. And that was years ago. And now I'm so glad that I have them because they're so cool. And whenever I have, you know, like a cocktail party or whatever, and people are saying, these dishes are so cool. I mean, they're all hand painted from Zimbabwe. So very cool. But anyway, you know, one thing that I think that we didn't touch upon here is that, you know, when we talk about people and their stuff, you know, there's sort of the keeping up with the Joneses, the big mansions.
Yeah.
They got to fill those places, right? And it's sort of a status thing, you know? And so really letting go of that idea that, you know, we are our stuff, our, you know, our big homes, our, you know, that these are like milestones, I think, for a lot of us, really, you know, myself included. And unfortunately, I'm beyond that. That's not necessarily, and you know, so if you come from maybe poverty, and then now you've sort of made it in the world and you're making great money and you've got, you know, a beautiful house, to let go of all that, you know, that becomes your new identity because you don't want that poor person identity, we'll say, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so really coming to terms with who you are and that your stuff is not your identity. So there's really a lot wrapped up in this whole topic. Listeners, you should definitely pick up this book, 17 Spatulas and the Man Who Fried an Egg, Reclaim Your Space Mentally and Physically by Lisa Gerasi Bregoni, who was my guest that I'm speaking with tonight. And we are in our last segment. Quinn, how much time do we have left in this segment?
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Oh, okay, good. I'm glad I asked. Okay. Goodness. All right. Well, good. Then in the last 3 minutes, Lisa, I would love for you to, I'm going to put you in a box and ask you, what would you like our listeners to take away from this fabulous interview?
How about looking at your stuff and why you have it in a different way? And it doesn't mean getting rid of it. It's look at it and appreciate it or give it away, you know, or rethink why you have stuff. Rethink what, or, you know, I guess it's not rethink. How about think about why you have stuff?
My closet, I have a feeling I'm going to go home tonight and my closet's going to look like it's going to be very empty, and that's scary too.
Oh, well, there you go. We can always do a FaceTime. We can always do a FaceTime purge. We can do a virtual purge.
It's
or
funny.
It's not even purging.
I know.
It's just it's seeing why you have it and then say, oh gosh, I forgot I had that, or oh, I don't need that anymore, you know. And really what it's more about the mental stuff. You know, and that's what, you know, we are all stuck with this idea that we have to have more and more and more, like you just said. It's mental clutter. It's just stuff,
it's
right.
It really is. Exactly.
Just stuff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, Lisa Gerasi Bregoni, the owner and CDO of the Organizing Mentors, which is Chief Declutter Officer. It has been an absolute pleasure. I have completely enjoyed this interview. I hope you did too.
Oh, and thank you, Francesca. Made my year.
All right. All right, listeners, we've got to wrap.
I adore you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, listeners, we've got to wrap things up and say goodnight. Hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did. See you next week. Same time, same place. Make it a great week.
What if you took the time to really soak it in? Because someday you're going to wish you did. Like a
sun goes.